I'm Austin.
And I'm Scooter.
And you're listening to the Audio Drama Production Podcast.
Part of the Audio Drama Network.
Hello, this is Austin. Today I have with me Dave Robison of the Archivos Podcast Network. He has developed a bit of software for the purposes of assisting in storytelling. Dave, I'm really just going to kind of turn it over to you and let you do your thing.
Very cool. I appreciate you inviting me on, Austin. I'm delighted to be here.
Absolutely.
Basically, Archivos is a narrative visualization tool. It's basically a visual wiki when you get right down to it that allows storytellers to document the people and the places and the events of their stories, whatever those stories might be. It might be an audio drama. It might be a role-playing game campaign. It might be a novel that they're writing. You document those story elements, and then Archivos lets you create relationships between them. So this character participated in this event, which took place at this location, which is in this region, yada, yada, yada. You get this network of association. But Archivos takes it a step further and actually allows you to visualize that network of association. So you can actually see the connections between characters and places and events, explore the geography of your story setting to make sure that your characters actually have time to get from point A to point B in the time that you allow. See the events on a timeline so you can see which events are happening concurrently. It's three different ways to actually experience the narratives that you're developing or the stories that you love. We just went live last May, and we recently shifted over our development team to this hot shot. It might help, Austin, if I actually showed your viewers what Archivos is and how it works. Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Awesome. So you should be seeing now the Archivos story catalog, yes?
Yep.
Excellent. All right. When you go to app.archivos.digital, this is what you get. And everybody gets this. This is, you don't have to log in. You don't have to pay anything. These story settings that you see here are all of the story settings that our subscribers have created and then shared. This is my game campaign. I run my Shattered Worlds Palathos game campaign through here. So my players can see the places and see the background and be caught up on events, both historically and contemporary in the game world. So
nice.
For demo purposes, let's stick with a narrative that we all know, Star Wars, always a good place to start. When you select a story element in the story, or a story setting rather, in the story catalog, you get to this very Netflixian view, this summary of the story setting elements themselves, characters, locations, events, other stuffs, and also direct access into the story web, the living map, and the timeline, which are those three display modes that I was describing to you. Now, all of these are clickable, so you can dive into the story anywhere you want. So if you want to dive in with Leia, for example, you select a character or a story element, and it launches the story web for that character. Now, what we're seeing here is Leia in the context of the first movie. So all the characters she interacted with, right, all of the events that she participated in, all the organizations she's affiliated with. Plus you get that 6 degrees of separation thing where you get the connections of those individuals. So you can see how far away these characters are from each other, or these events and so on. If you click on an element, you get a summary profile. You can also expand it to see a full profile. And for gamers, this could be game stats and skills. For writers, this could be, you know, the backstory or the narrative arc. You can drag stuff around, which is kind of fun. Mm-hmm. It's got that cool quality, so you can organize it the way you want. But each of these elements is clickable. So if you want to see more about a different story element, like say Darth Vader, you can double click on that story element and Archivos will redraw the story web based on that story element. Wow. So now we're looking at the story from Darth Vader's perspective. And you can literally traverse your entire narrative with just a few clicks of the mouse and see that network of association. But you can tell your protagonists because they tend to be connected to everybody and doing all the things.
Right.
Whereas secondary characters tend to have a somewhat lighter web of association. So that's the story web. The living map then is the same idea, only with geography. So you have a region like Tatooine. So you can upload a map and then put the locations and events of relevance and importance on that map. So here's Jabba's palace. Here's where the droids were captured. And all of these then have the summary and the full profile. So you have all of that information at your fingertips. The beauty is that it's not this big wall of text that you have to digest and consume and process. You can also filter this by story elements. So, for example, if you only want to see the locations relevant to Ben Kenobi, then you can start searching for them up here. It'll list any related story elements. And when you click on that, you see these story elements, these tags disappeared because Ben never made it to Jabba's palace. Ben was never at where the droids were captured. That came later. He was only at where Luke meets Ben, and they made it to Mos Eisley.
Right.
So you can refine your displays based on story elements. So in a game campaign, it's very cool. If the orcs are descending from the north, you can link the orcs to the citadels that they've captured and then filter your map by orcs, and bam, you can see their progress in that great campaign or whatever. If a location like the Lars Moisture Farm has an event that occurred at it, you can see heads are sold to Owen Lars. That's a documented event that took place at this location. Those events will be listed in the summary profile for that element, which will tell you right away, hey, there's a lot going on at this location. But it also gives you a direct pipeline into the third display mode, which is the timeline. And this gives you a linear chronology of all of the events that you document for your narrative. So you've got the summary profile or the full profile, which gives you all the information. You've got the location where it took place, the characters that were present. All of that information is at your fingertips. Plus, and this is one thing that really kind of excites me, is you can see concurrency. While the droids are being sold to Owen Lars, Leia is being interrogated by Vader. And that's kind of implied in the story narrative. But really, from a storyteller's perspective, yeah, it is nice because you can get this sense of, you know, if there's something going on at this other location, an earthquake, for example, and that happens concurrently to another event, you might reference that. What a great way to weave together a continuity within your story setting than to be able to reference the fallout of one event in another. You can actually set up events to happen at a specific time. So if your story takes place like over 2 days, then this could be, you know, Tuesday, January 9th at 9 a.m. Or what have you. We don't have custom timelines. We don't allow you to, or custom dates, custom calendars. Okay. We work strictly with the Julian calendar for now. But there has been such a hue and cry for custom calendars. Our developers are already mapping out how we're going to make that work. So you can literally define how many seconds are in a minute and what do you call minutes in your world. And you can have that level of granularity, or you can just name your months different things or start it in a different year.
If you're from an audio drama standpoint, you're approaching writing a new story. Say you have a story idea. Obviously, a story idea blossoms into characters that you can use to tell that story. Basically, right. this looks to me like a fantastic tool for organizing every bit and piece of your story outline, and having a visual component to the outline of your overall story is going to, seems to me, lighten your process on writing the actual story.
Exactly. And it actually helps facilitate that writing. Now, obviously, you don't write the story in Archivos. You can go into Microsoft Word or Scrivener or whatever your favorite word processor is to actually draft the script. But right. What this becomes your story Bible. Mm-hmm. So you can remember, what was that guy's name? Oh, right. We named him Greedo. Yes, I remember. So you can have continuity at your fingertips for that. As you start building these story webs, and it starts out very simple. You know, it starts out with one character. That character is maybe from a place. They have a best friend. Boom. Now you have two characters with a relationship between them. And Archivos, let me sign in here real quick. This is your subscriber view. So all of your story settings that you create are displayed right here. Some of them are shared. You can collaborate in Archivos as well. Nice. This Critical Role campaign, this isn't mine. This was created by an astonishing dude by the name of James Melzer, who has documented all the events of the first campaign of Critical Role in a story setting. He allowed me to be co-editor with that. And so he and I can work together on the same story setting. Nice. So as a audio dramatist, if you're working in a shared world and several script writers are writing in the same setting, this is perfect for ensuring that continuity across multiple scripts and multiple script writers.
Wow.
So this is the subscriber view. This is the detail view of these characters with their short description, long description. One other cool thing, and I don't show this a lot in the demos, but there's a related link section here, which allows you to insert a link into this character's profile that links to another website. If you have, for example, a special episode that focuses on a character, you can put a link to that episode right there in the character's profile. So what this becomes then, not only is it a valuable tool for creating the stories, but once it's done, it's a great tool for marketing it as well.
Nice.
You can go through this, scrub out some of the more spoilery things, and then release this publicly, or make it invitation only, so only your patrons can see it, or only people on your mailing list can see it. Incentivize those things. But those people can then experience your story world in a whole different way. But you can see we've got familial relationships, personal relationships, political relationships, and professional relationships. And we went round and round about this when we were first developing this. We could have put in every single descriptor, you know, BFFs, bitter enemies, nemesis, blah, blah, blah. We could have done all of that. And you would have gotten a list that was 300 feet tall, full of all of the different choices. So we went the opposite direction. We went as generic and bland as you possibly can. So personal associations, that's all you get personally associated with. But we also allow you to put in relationship tags so that you can define and refine, that's the quality and essence of that relationship. And you can search by those tags up here. You can see Darth has two enemies. He has Luke and Leia are both his enemies. They both have that tag on there. So you can use the tags to filter. We're actually going to be expanding that functionality to actual story elements themselves. So you can tag a character as being only in, you know, the third episode of the audio drama, and filter only show me stuff from the second episode or third episode or what have you. So there's a lot more to come in the Archivos framework, but this depth, this just excites me so much, being able to go back and see these connections, see these associations, and allow it to inform your visibility, your view of a place or an event or a character.
So as another example, say, let's say you've written a scene and say the next scene takes place in a completely different location. That will help you understand, say, for instance, it's going to take these characters this amount of time to get to that location. So your story either has to skip ahead that amount of time, or you have to come up with something else that's going on during that amount of time, for instance.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's where the living map and tagging events on the living map comes in handy. You know, here's where the droids were captured by the Jawas. I would imagine that Luke was attacked. I should probably have Luke attacked by sand raiders tagged right about here. And then here's Ben's place up here. So you get that sense of distance and scale. Absolutely. And then when you look at that event, we go to the timeline and we can see that particular event when Luke meets Ben. The droids are captured. Droids are sold to Owen Lars. And then Luke meets Ben just days later, just one day later, right after the droids are captured. So you get that. Yeah, absolutely. You get that sense of scope and distance with those two working together. Plus, all of those events will have a tag of some kind. For example, if we had set up Ben's place, Ben's home as a location on Tatooine, then that could be tagged in here as well, which might be very relevant when you're trying to, as you observed, gauge that time frame on that.
Right.
So as you create new story elements and link them, in this case, to Tatooine, then they will appear here in the list, and you can hit the plus sign, add them to the roster, position them, and then they show up. It's great fun. I will say that as you're creating your story settings, we have two settings, public and private. Public shows up in the story catalog. Private does not. So when you're building the thing for yourself, you don't have to worry, ooh, who can see this? If it's private, no one can see it. If it's private and you have a professional level subscription, you can actually create invitation-only viewing where you add groups and say, I want to invite a new member. I want to add you to my Star Wars setting, and I want to make you an editor. Fabulous. Now you and I can both edit that Star Wars setting. And I can, you know, if I wanted to bring in five people, I just put in common delimited list of emails, 30 of them, whatever. Yeah. And then send the invite and poof, there you are. Invitation has been sent. When that comes in and you accept the invitation, then you'll be able to get in as well. Obviously, I'm working at the professional level subscription. You don't have to be an editor. We have three subscription levels at Archivos, and the most basic level is absolutely free. That gives you one private story setting to play with, but it also allows you to be eligible for editorial or invitation-only viewing. So we're not asking a bunch of people, oh, if I want to edit, I have to get a professional. No, you don't. The person that owns the setting needs a professional level subscription, but anybody else that wants to play, the basic level is just fine. There are three levels. The basic level is free, one private story setting. The personal level is $6 a month, which is kind of dirt cheap. And yeah, that gives you unlimited story settings. So backstory for characters, backstory for organizations, world histories, as many as you want to create, make 100, make 1,000. We don't care. We'll just spin up more servers.
Nice.
But those are also private. You can't share those yet. At the professional level, which is $8 a month, which is like, you know, a grande venti latte, you can get unlimited private and public settings. You can share them in the story catalog. You can collaborate with other writers, invite them into your settings, send out invitation-only viewings. And as things develop into the future, we'll keep adding more and more features to each of these subscriber levels. So the value just keeps adding up.
If my math is correct, I think that's only $2 more than dirt cheap.
Exactly. which is like, you know, topsoil cheap, not quite dirt cheap,
but
it's loam cheap. Yeah. Austin, let me ask you something. You might actually know the answer to this. Are audio dramas eligible to be considered for NaNoWriMo? Because that's coming up in November.
I do believe Jack Ward would be the man to ask that question, and I can ask him that.
Yeah, do if you would. I'm curious. But regardless, I know that being an audio dramatist myself, we rarely work in just one medium. While audio drama might be our one true love, we do dally from time to time with fiction.
Sure.
And some of your listeners might be participating in NaNoWriMo this year. I will, like I say, Archivos is free at the basic level, and that gives you one basic story set, one private story setting, which is all you need to document your novel or your audio drama. You don't need to pay us diddly boo. Use this thing. Let it be your visual wiki. Let it document and give you that sense of pattern and structure that no other wiki can give you. However, if you are tempted by the professional level or even the personal level, I have a special offer. Through November 31st, we're offering a free month of Archivos at any level, personal or professional, with the coupon code NaNoWriMo2018. So if you go into Archivos and sign up for the professional level, and on the payment page, you enter in the coupon code field NaNoWriMo2018, you will get 1 month free of Archivos. So you can hop in there, you can collaborate, you can see all the cool stuff and the bells and whistles, build. And at the end of that month, if you're saying, it's not for me, that's fine. We have a very graceful fallback down to the basic level. Of course, any public settings will be private. Any setting beyond that first one will have to be set aside or download. You can export. We do have an export feature that allows you to export all of your settings and information, your story settings and elements. It ain't pretty, I'll be honest. We did just launch in May. And so it's a CSV. We're looking to make a much more elegant PDF or even an XML file that would then allow you to import it into other settings or serve as a backup. Anything you enter in here is automatically extractable through the export. We are very committed to making sure your stories are secure and safe. And if you can't afford $8 a month, and trust me, I get it, not a problem. Just export the extra settings and then keep rocking with the basic one you want to sustain. So that is Archivos.
This has been a lot of great information, Dave. I appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure, man. I can talk about Archivos all day long. So I appreciate your patience as I wax rhapsodic on all the fabulosity that's been baked into this bad boy.
Absolutely. Well, one last time for the listeners, you want to run through where they can find this wonderful product?
Absolutely. The main website for Archivos in general, the app that we've been looking at, is app.archivos.digital. Now, we also have a website, which is just www.archivos.digital. And that's where the blog is. That's where support requests are, FAQs, announcements, the mailing list, all that happy hoo-ha is up there. You can also access our podcast from there. It's the Archivos Podcast Network. There's a link in the navigation bar. You can also go to, now this can be confusing, you can go to roundtablepodcast.com. And it'll take you to the Archivos Podcast Network. Why? Because it used to be the Roundtable Podcast, and we rebranded it with the launch of Archivos, and I didn't want to confuse people. A lot of folks have set up their podcatchers to that specific email address and that RSS feed, and I didn't want to just cut them loose. So eventually we'll roll everything over into the Archivos brand. But for now, those are the main places where you can get some Archivos goodness in your ears and in your eyes.
Awesome. And obviously I will put all these links in the show notes, but just real quickly, for those who might be interested in something like that, why don't you give a quick rundown of the service that you offer through the Roundtable Podcast?
Yes, the Roundtable Podcast is an exploration of the creative process. And there's two basic episodes. One is an interview with an astonishing literary alchemist of some kind. We've interviewed Pat Rothfuss. We've had I'm drawing blank. Robin Bennis, Cameron Hurley, Mike Underwood, so many amazing authors on this show. So we interview them, ask them about their process and delve into their craft. And then we bring on a writer to pitch a story idea. And then the four of us brainstorm that story idea for about a half hour. So if you have a story idea that you want to be brainstormed by myself, my co-host, usually Marie Bilodeau, and then some fabulous author, go to, go to roundtablepodcast.com. There's a link up top called Be a Guest. You fill out that form and we'll get you in the queue. And we have brainstormed audio dramas in the past. Most people on the call have some experience with that, so we can speak to things like tempo and pacing of scenes and duration and what you can cram into an episode and what you can't. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate all your time, Dave, and hope to speak again soon.
Austin, this has been a delight, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
This episode was brought to you with the support of our patrons through Patreon.
For more information about how to become a patron, go to patreon.com/ADPP,
where you can get some interesting perks as thanks for your support.
Don't forget to check us out at audiodramaproduction.com.
Thanks to our line producer and editor, Tanya Milojevic.
And our executive producer, Matthew Boudreau.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.